My sister thinks this Christmas is terrible just because we moved to a new city. I don't think it's so bad.
Now that's a great attitude. You can be joyful even when life seems hard. Merry Christmas, everybody. My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Well, I hope you're having fun with lots of friends and family and fun parties. But even if you don't have a happy Christmas, you can still have a joyful Christmas. See, joy isn't based on things going well or badly in your life. You can always have joy because of what Jesus has done for you. Even when life gets tough, remember, you'll be with Jesus in heaven one day if you're a Christian. So let's learn about how to accept Jesus as the greatest gift of all. Our story today is called Crybaby Christmas. This is the worst Christmas ever, Riley told her brother. Not only did we have to move because of Dad's job, we have to live in this tiny apartment because we can't find a house. She groaned as she tripped over a box on her way to the couch. There's no room in here. Logan shrugged. At least we have beds. When Mary and Joseph got to Bethlehem, all they could find was a stable. They probably just had straw. Yeah, well, at least they had the gifts the wise men brought them. We don't have any presents to open because we've been too busy moving that we haven't had any time to go Christmas shopping. Actually, the wise men didn't bring gifts to Jesus right when he was born, Logan said. They didn't come until later. Riley crossed her arms. Well, at least they had the angels singing. I can't download any music because the internet isn't working. It was actually the shepherds who heard the angels singing, not Mary and Joseph. Logan looked at his sister. It sounds like you're having a crybaby Christmas. Riley raised her eyebrows. A crybaby Christmas? Yeah, said Logan. You're complaining about everything. Riley threw a pillow at her brother's head, but Mom came down the hallway just in time and caught it in midair. Okay, you two, what's going on? Logan says I'm complaining about everything, said Riley. Well, are you? Asked Mom. Riley sighed. Well, maybe, but everything's a mess, and just because he's not bothered by any of it doesn't mean he can make fun of me. Mom sat down next to Riley. I know Christmas is a lot different for us this year, but we can still be joyful. After all, Christmas is about Jesus coming to earth to save us. He cares about us and understands what we're going through because he went through so much more when he was on earth. Riley looked around their small apartment. But he never complained, did he? Mom shook her head. The Bible says he went to the cross with joy because it was the only way we could have eternal life with him. She smiled at Riley. Trust him to help you be joyful too. So what about you? Have you been rejoicing in the birth of Jesus this Christmas season? Or have you been too weighed down by problems to feel joyful? Problems can be hard to deal with, especially at Christmas. But remember that you don't have to face them alone. Jesus came to earth to save you, and he promises to be with you through every problem you face. Because of him, you can celebrate Christmas with joy. Our key verse is Luke 2:10.
The angel said, I bring you good tidings of great joy.
And our key thought for Christmas, be joyful. It's the most wonderful time of the year on Keys for Kids Radio. Join me for the countdown to Christmas. We've got Christmas music to sing along to, fun Bible trivia, and special Christmas episodes of Adventures in Odyssey, Down Gilead Lane, and more. You'll even hear Christmas musicals that remind us why Jesus came to earth. Find out how to listen when you go to keysforkids.net and click on Countdown to Christmas. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.